Good morning. Welcome to the Siege of Truth, which is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, which meets at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Your speaker is Robert Swain. We live in a world that's filled with uncertainties. It seems as if nothing stays the same for very long. There are things which we thought to be certain, things that would always be the same, and yet these things have changed. They have become different. Even those unshakable things have been found to be shakable. The immovable have been found to be moved. Life itself is filled with many uncertain things. There are people whom you had great trust in, yet these have disappointed you. All of these are because of the frailties of life. And yet, in the face of so much uncertainty around us, there are some things that are very certain in life, certainties which each of us should stop and consider. Especially, this is so for those of you who may not be servants of Jesus Christ, or for those who may not be faithful in your service. In our study this morning, I wish to look at some of the certainties of life, some things in which we can put our confidence, some things that will come to pass. And the first of these things is our sins. Our sins will certainly be brought to light. And from Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel on down to our present time, the sins of mankind have been brought to light to confront the sinner. You remember when the Israelites came into the land of Canaan, the tribes of Reuben and Gad desired to remain east of the Jordan and settle, which Moses allowed. But they were first to assist Israel to free Canaan. Moses then spoke in Numbers 32 and 23. He said, "Be sure your sin shall find you out." And that has always been the case. Rest assured, my friends, whatever sins you commit will be brought to light. They will be exposed. In Genesis chapter 38, beginning and continuing through the rest of the book, we learn of the sins of the 11 brothers of Joseph, who had sold him into Egyptian bondage. And it was years later, but their sin finally caught up with them, and they were exposed for the vile deed which they committed. When the Israelites went into Canaan, they were commanded to surrender all of the spoils, the gold, the silver, to the priest for the service of Jehovah. But Achan disobeyed this command. He took some of the goods and gold and hid them beneath his tent. The Israelites suffered defeat when they sought to take the little city of Ai. The secret sin of Achan was finally brought to light, and he suffered the consequence of disobedience unto Jehovah in Joshua chapter 7. In the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Neither you nor I, my friends, can put anything over on the Lord. He is all listening. He is all-knowing. Listen to Hebrews 4:13. "There is no creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and laid open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do." We just cannot put anything over on him. Sins must be answered for. You know, some seem to think that they can commit sin